Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
With your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Come on in, sir. Sit down. Your usual table right at the front is ready for you. I'm sorry you've missed the floor show and the table dancing, all in the best possible taste, of course. But we do have the cabaret, and right up on the bandstand and about to start is Piney Brown, and how about rocking with me? Brown on Apollo 423 from 1950. He must have been really young when he made that. Piney Brown from Birmingham, Alabama. He only died in 2009, and he had quite a long layoff, but he did get back to performing again at the beginning of this century, 21st century, and he did make a few more records. But that was a very early track from him. And now we go to Kip Anderson.
Darling, I want to be the only one. gonna be the only one. I wanna be the only one. Be the only one.
I want to be the only one. That came out on VJ325 in 1959. Kip Anderson from South Carolina, not a very well-known name, but that could be because he spent a good bit of his life banged up for heroin possession and things like that. He had a rather sad life. The wild guitar there was by Drink Small. Okay, let's go from VJ in Chicago down to Exello, and this is a Nashville recording. It's Polka Dot Slim, in fact, but the record came out under the name of Mr. Calhoun, and it's Ragged and Dirty.
Well, I'm ragged and I'm dirty, baby. Yeah, I'm ragged and I'm dirty, baby. In my pocket, I don't have it lousy dime. Well, I don't know the reason, baby, that you treat Mr. Calhoun so unkind. Well, you went out on an excursion, baby. Grinning, baby, to New York and also Baltimore. Well, now you done spent all of Mr. Calhoun's money, and now Mr. Calhoun have no door. You have done to me.
girl not so nice since you.
Another hollow Jay Miller production there, the echo very much in the forefront. That was from 1959, Polka Dot Slim. Real name, I think, is Vince Monroe. Guitar, Gable on guitar. And I'm Ragged and Dirty. Okay, let's have a little rockabilly. This is on the Cinch label, Cinch 3858, and it's Larry Philipson from Milwaukee with the Larry Lee Trio. It's from 1959, Bitter Feeling. Was a storming track, wasn't it? Larry Philipson with the Larry Lee Trio and Better Feelings. Okay, about this time in the show, it's time for the 78 collectors to have their spot, and this is the rare record spot. This week I've chosen a record which isn't that rare. There are at least four or five copies of this known to be around the place, but it's a great record, and that kind of pushes the price up. It's Brunswick 7125, recorded in 1929 at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. And the collectors amongst you will start to think, could be Reverend Robert Wilkins. And indeed it is. Robert Wilkins, Falling Down Blues.
Take me back, baby. God knows if you please. If you don't believe, girl, I'll treat you right. If you don't believe, girl, I'll treat you right. Come and walk with me down to my loving shack tonight. I say me treat you just like you was white. I say me treat you just like you was white. That don't satisfy you, girl, I'll take your life. I love you, girl, I will. Tell the world I do. I love you, girl, I will. Tell the world I do. And that's the reason you treat me like you do. But go ahead, girl, that will be all right for you. But go ahead, girl, that will be all right for you. I will meet you someday when you down in Harlequin.
Reverend Robert Wilkins there. Actually, on that record, of course, he's not Reverend because he's singing the blues, but all his later material, I think, was gospel material, and he's really well known for that. But these great blues songs from the 20s, I think, are, well, really take some beating. Okay, let's go to a soulful tenor player. Illinois Jacket, I saw play at Ronnie Scott's very many years ago. Fine player, and a nice little piece of jazz. Jazz men playing the blues. Don't push, Daddy. that gives you a little bit of an idea of the big tone of Illinois Jacket. The night I saw him with Milt Butler in Ronnie Scott's, he really filled the place, and it was quite a remarkable tour de force. Okay, someone else who's quite a remarkable tour de force is Camille Howard, great piano player, boogie-woogie pianist. She was from Galveston, Texas, and spent much of her career playing with Roy Milton's Solid Senders. She was a featured piano soloist with them. But here she's singing. And this is another VJ record. This is VJ 198 from 1956. Rock and Roll Mama. There she goes, Rock and Roll Mama. That's Camille Howard. This next track is kind of a clone. This is Jimmy Anderson. He's a harmonica player from Natchez, Mississippi. It's another Excello recording, but see who you think this sounds like.
The moon was shining bright late one summer night. I saw somebody hugging tied in the dark, or in the dark, as I was going through the fog.
Thank you.
should I forgot about the kissing in the dark.
Well, if I didn't know better, if I didn't have the record in front of me, I would have said that was Jimmy Reed, wouldn't you? But it wasn't. It was Jimmy Anderson and In the Dark in the Park. Well, let's move right along and pull up the gospel spot. Well, this week is occupied by the Gospel Tones. This was a group that recorded on the Savoy label, Savoy Gospel 1003, and it's the great Roll, Jordan Roll. Gospel Tones and Roll Jordan Roll. Didn't she do well? In case you were wondering or puzzled, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If this kind of music appeals to you, all the earlier Keynote Clubs for the last 2-3 years are podcast on the net, and you can download them and listen to them just any time you want. And while you're doing that, I must play these important messages, but I'll be back.
You step on the scale each morning, another 5 pounds. Ugh, it's a heartbreaking misery that knows no equal. But it's not your fault. You've just given up hope. Now it's time to take back that control with a pill. Take Lipergix after each meal and you're guaranteed to lose weight. That's because it eradicates and evacuates the elements that cause you to gain weight. Lipergix is not available in pharmacies or drugstores, bogged down by regulations. We give you this one-time-only chance to cut out the middleman and the FDA by ordering dangerous and potentially life-threatening chemicals over the web. Visit Lipergix.com today and take back the power.
It's a dark cyber future in Tokyo, 2030. A radioactive plant has merged with a robot and is on a tail of destruction. And only a hot teen Japanese schoolgirl can save humanity by sleeping with it.
Oh, too horny to fight crime.
But she's gotta hunt down her dead ninja parents and deal with the coming of age innocence of being a hot teen girl.
You are anime whore.
The Red Cloud Tsunami series continues. It's the hit anime film of the year.
Princess Robot Bubblegum.
Poorly dubbed in English from the Japanese.
Now we make a love like a Tuscan.
Princess Robot Bubblegum and the Horny Radioactive Plant. In trendy theaters now.
On Starmount 2372, that was Alan and the Flames. And what you gonna do? Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play the Spiders.
Bye. have fun. Nobody's business cause I just made 21. I'm 3 times 7. Just made 21. Going out giving myself fun. When I come back, baby, don't be mad at me. When I come back, baby, don't be mad at me. Cause I'm full of fun, full of loose and fancy free.
Recorded in New Orleans at Cosimo Matassa Studio in its heyday, that was The Spiders. 3 times 7 equals 21. That came out on Imperial in 1954. The Spiders were a group run by the Carbo brothers, and they had quite a few hits in the early 50s. Okay, if you were a Cajun fan and you've been waiting patiently for the Cajun spot, here it comes. This is Carney Duce with Wayne Toups and the Crowley Aces, and it's Me and My Cousin. Do say, and Me and My Cousin. Let's play one more from Cosimo Matassa's studio before we move on. This one is actually came out on a specialty 565, 1955, and it's by Lil Millet and his Creoles. Lil Millet is actually playing bass and singing the vocal on this one, although he was a very fine piano player as well. It's Rich Woman.
I got a woman with a plenty of money. She's got the money and I got the honey. Call my baby late last night.
best woman I ever had.
Little Millet and his Creoles and Rich Woman.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time for this week's challenging record. And this one is really scary, I think. It always astonishes me that people should think that popular music could be made from the subject of frying people in an atomic inferno. But they reckon without Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys.
There's a communist ambition now to rule or wreck us all. With atomic ammunition, they would like to see us fall. Peaceful men of every nation would become as common slaves. We'll prevent that situation, better we shall fill our grave. You will see the lightning flashing, hear atomic thunders roll. When Moscow lies in ashes, God have mercy on your soul. Here's the question, Mr. Stalin, and it's you who must decide. When atomic bomb starts falling, do you have a place to hide? Still be living when the smoke of battle's o'er. He will make a noose to fit you. God will close up heaven's door. You'll come face to face with Satan. See the loved ones who have died. So be sure when bomb starts falling that you have a place to hide. You will see the lightning flashing, hear atomic thunders roll. When Moscow lies in ashes, God have mercy on your soul. Here's a question, Mr. Stalin, and it's you who must decide. When atomic bomb starts falling, do you have a place to hide? Just remember, Mr. Stalin, how we both fought side by side. When Hitler and Mussolini had you whipped and how you cried. Uncle Sammy came to help you, gave you strength, we gave you all. And now your great ambition is to see our nation fall. You will see the lightning flashing, hear atomic thunders roll. When Moscow lies in ashes, God have mercy on your soul. Here's the question, Mr. Stalin, and it's you who must decide. When atomic bomb starts falling, do you have a place to
Now tell me, do you think Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys vote Democrat or Republican? Three guesses. Answers on a postcard. That was Advice to Joe, and it was actually released as a commercial record, disgracefully, on Columbia 20858 in 1951.
If I ever get used
We seem to have been stuck in New Orleans this afternoon. This is another New Orleans track. It was Aaron Neville, the ever-reliable Aaron Neville, and Over You. That was from 1960, and it came out on the Minute label, Minute 612. Now I'd like to play you another pre-war track. This one is by the Georgia Cotton Pickers, and it's Diddle Da Diddle. The name only slightly changed from Diddy Wah Diddy to protect the copyright, of course. Diddy Wah Diddy was a well-known Blind Blake tune of the time, and this is a remake. The Georgia Cotton Pickers were Barbecue Bob, Curly Weaver, and Buddy Moss on harmonica. This came out on Columbia 14577 in 1930.
Use comb. You're the little dot you're resting on. My dill-da-dill, my dill-da-dill. Won't somebody tell me what dill-da-dill means? My brown suit down, but no shoe. I think it's made up Fifth Avenue. I think dill-da-dill, I dill-da-dill. Want somebody tell me what you got to me? Had a little doggy name was Bone. Give me a little taste, it wanted all. I did, I do. I did, I do. Want somebody tell me what you got to me? Born in the country, raised up in town. If time do have lay me down, I did, I do. My did, I do. Want somebody tell me what did, I do me? My little boy, they named him Joe. Give him a little taste, he wants some more. That did, I do. I did, I do. Want somebody tell me what did I do me? I went out and looked around. My gal was laying down, doing the do-da-do. What did I do? Want somebody tell me what did I do me? Thank you.
the Georgia Cotton Pickers and Diddle Da Diddle. That was the last recording of Barbecue Bob. He passed away from TB the following year. But still, nice track, I think. Okay, let's go on to something just a little bit different now. Sometime in the late 40s, a fellow by the name of Dudley LeBlanc in Louisiana conceived this idea of marketing a tonic, a vitamin tonic for, as they used to say, whatever ails you. The great thing about this tonic was that it had 12% of alcohol, allegedly, as a preservative, and also contained dilute hydrochloric acid, which makes the alcohol work more quickly on your system. So Dudley's vitamin tonic, which was called Hadacol, was a big success. Not surprisingly, particularly in those states like Mississippi, which were still dry at that time, so you couldn't buy a drink anywhere. And Hadacol was sold in chemists, and also was actually sold over the bar too. There were quite a few songs recorded at the time extolling the virtues of Hadacol, and one of the best known is this one by Professor Longhair, and it's Hadacol Bounce.
Put my name on the Hadacol list. I'm feeling fine, I'm very much alive. I'm not very old, I'm just 65. I've gained 10 pounds if I gain an ounce since I started doing the Hadacol bounce. Of all the women, I'm very fond. I like brunettes and I like the blondes. Hadacol Bounce has really won its fame. It really makes an old man young again. I've been taking and shaking every day just to keep my hair from turning gray. Like a fish in the water, I just want to floss when they start to do in the Hadacol Bounce. I've been going down upon my farm, sold everything to tell me that I'm wrong. On payday when my check is due, I hurry home to my mama on the PDQ. White, makes your eyeballs bright, checks your fever and drives away your cold, really keeps a young man from getting old. In my frock tail coat on a Saturday night, I'm a Hadacol dad and I'm gonna look just right. Like a fish in the water, I just wanna flounce when I hear him doing the Hadacol bounce.
Professor Longhair and the Hadacol Bounce. Well, you've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd like to leave you with this track by Wilbur Smith. That isn't the name that appears on the label. The label is Lee Diamond, which was his stage name, and it's It Won't Be Me. And this was on Minute 617 from 1960. Wilbur Smith was from New Orleans, and he was very much associated with Little Richard's backing group, the Upsetters, through most of his career. So you might hear a little bit of Little Richard on this.
it's over. We may never meet again. It's over.